So this morning, again, I want to wish all of the mothers here Happy Mother's Day. We'll have a nice blessing for you. Our Lord has ascended into heaven, not to abandon mothers, but to bless them today. And so we'll be doing that at the end of Mass. And I'd like to begin the homily this morning by making two controversial statements. And I tell you in advance, because I know these are controversial statements, but I'm going to state them and then try to help you understand where I'm coming from with these statements when I say them. Okay? So the first controversial statement is Joe Biden is cognitively declining. Now that's the first statement. Now when I say that, I have absolutely no intention of making a political statement. I really don't. I am simply reporting on the data of my senses when I look at this man. That's all I'm doing. I look at this man, he's elderly, and that's not a problem. I don't have anything against elderly men. I'm not even saying he shouldn't run for president. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is when I observe him with my bodily senses, I observe a man in cognitive decline. Now, unfortunately, within the culture, I'm not permitted to report on my sense data, but I'm required to dissociate from my body and the information I'm gaining as I observe this person. That's what's being required of me by the political correctness within the culture. Because I feel pushback when I state that. That's controversial for me to say that. It's pushback. It is politically incorrect to say that. And because of that, I am not allowed to admit the basic data of my sensible experience as I am looking at this man. The second controversial statement I would like to make is, as I look upon this congregation, I see men and women, boys and girls, and of course, some infants. I probably hear the infants more than I see them. And that's what I see as I look at you. But here again, within the culture we live in, I'm simply, as I say that, reporting on my sensible data that I'm experiencing through my bodily senses, and that is being labeled within the culture as bigotry, because I'm assigning you, each of you, a gender. Much like the doctor when you were born who looked at your body and said, it's a boy, it's a girl. That's gender assignment. So as I look upon you and see men, women, boys, and girls, I am committing the act of bigotry by assigning each of you a gender instead of allowing each of you to define yourself to me. So once again, I am required by the culture in which we live to dissociate from my body and the data that I'm gaining by way of having sensible information coming to me through the body. And so that increasingly what's happening, at least in our culture today, is we are increasingly being required to filter reality through the lens of trauma. That's what we're being required to do. And the specific form of trauma we're talking about is dissociation from the body. And that requirement comes from the fact that if I were to associate with the information I am receiving, I'm either politically incorrect or a bigot. Now, this trauma becomes evident. I just went out randomly before Mass, and I looked up this notion of gender identity on a random website. I didn't go searching all that long. I found this one called Teen Talk. Now listen to what it says. Gender identity is how a person feels. There are more than two genders, even though in our society, the genders that are most recognized are male and female, and usually is based on someone's anatomy. This is gender assignment. See what I did when I referred to all of you as men and women, boys and girls. This is gender assignment, and it's based on the assumption that someone's private areas match their gender. However, gender isn't about someone's anatomy. You hear the dissociation there? Your identity is dissociated from your body. And I'm required to interpret reality through the lens of trauma, specifically the trauma of dissociation from the body, in order not to be a bigot. Now, why do I bring this up? Well, see, the thing is, Catholicism is an embodied religion. It's embodied. At this Mass today, I'm going to go, the body of Christ. The body of Christ? We are an embodied religion. I don't pursue virtue by dissociating from my body. No, I fully acknowledge the experience of life in the body and in the body grow in virtue. And see, this is Catholicism. I mean, this was the way of our Lord. This is how he grew in virtue. He didn't deny what was his in the body, the challenges. He was, Book of Hebrews, tempted in every way we are, but never sinned. And see, the culture in which we're living is attempting to pull us in the direction of interpreting what we encounter through the lens of trauma, specifically dissociating ourselves from the body. This is kind of interesting because if you go back to 9/11, you remember September 11th, 2001, that's when the World Trade Center was blown up by these Arab nationals. And of course, after that, there was a search for who did this, and you know the whole story, right? I'm not speaking anything that's a secret, but at that time, I don't know if you remember this, but during the end of George W. Bush's presidential second term, and even into the early part of Obama's term, first term, there was this great debate about torture. In other words, we were capturing some of these Arab nationals, and there was this ongoing debate about, are you torturing them? You shouldn't be torturing them. And there was a lot of literature coming out on what torture is, and I read some of those government documents. And in those documents, torture is defined as any kind of interrogation that would lead the person being interrogated into a disintegration of themselves, of body, soul, and spirit, whereby you so interrogate them forcefully that they begin to break down in the unity of body and soul due to the trauma, the suffering they're having in the body. And basically, terrorism amounts to a very serious form of abuse. I mean, we know this. This is all part of our social science, scientific literature today. We have the problem sometimes in families of adults abusing children, and life becomes so difficult in the body that to cope, sometimes the victim will dissociate from the body. They can't bear it. It's too much. So on the one hand, we have the government saying we should not be torturing these people because it leads to their disintegration. And yet, on the other side, I'm being required to dissociate by not admitting the basic, fundamental, sensible data my body gives me when I look at our president or I look at you as a congregation. Looking at reality through the lens of dissociation or trauma. And see, the problem with that is Christ doesn't want to enhance you in your dissociation from the body and your... Christ wants to heal trauma, mend it. He's in favor of you growing in integrity of body, soul, and spirit through virtue, chastity, patience, dealing with those hard emotions. And we know there's other avenues we can take to deal with our life in the body. God is good all the time, except when I suffer. That's part of all the time, isn't it? Yeah, life is great, but I don't want to suffer in the body. And so what do? Well, maybe a fifth of whiskey, maybe we start looking at some content on the internet and numb ourselves out, or enter the bridal chamber outside of marriage and dissociate our person, which is the source of commitment, from our body by casually approaching that relationship. And we start splitting. And that's not what our Lord wants. When I met Mother Teresa, she came up to about here on me. I kid you not, she was very short. I'm telling you right now, the biggest impression I got of her is she was so there. She wasn't like darting, and her eyes weren't darting because she was unattentive and distracted. She was so there in the body and was such a woman of substance. It just impressed me, left an incredible impression on me. This is what holiness is. And I mean, the scribes and Pharisees, they were always trying to vex Jesus. Master, this woman was caught in adultery. Moses said we should stone people like this. What do you say? Didn't give in for a moment, had both of his feet planted on the ground and said, let the one here without sin cast the first stone. Wasn't taken in for a moment. He was a man of integrity, as was Mother Teresa. Imagine having both feet on the ground, a solid mind to interpret reality as you encounter it. Even when you suffer, and not veer off into la-la land or fantasy world. Catholicism is an embodied religion. We don't grow in virtue by dissociating from the body. And our Lord comes to us in this Eucharist today to minister to each one of us. He comes to us in body, blood, soul, and divinity to minister to you and I in body, blood, soul, and spirit, to help us soul integrity and become men and women of substance, instead of being afraid of ourselves and our life in the body. He seeks to sow integrity, not division. The devil is the one that wants to sow division instead of integrity. And so Jesus today, he ascends into the heavens. What's so important about that is he doesn't just ascend in his soul, like he's just this spiritual reality. He brings the body with him. It's important to him. It's not a throwaway concept. Oh, I could just do whatever I want in the body. It doesn't matter. Oh, it does. Because we're all going to get our body back, whether we're up there or downstairs in the basement. We're getting our body back. And it does matter. Because we, brothers and sisters, in Catholicism, are an embodied religion. And I'm not saying something dirty. I'm just stating the truth. Jesus came among us to heal our temptations to begin to dissociate instead of encounter and face the difficulties we all face. And we do, don't we? We do. And he knows we're weak, and we do go for the numbing out solutions. He knows that, but he wants to help us. Come on back to the table and learn to live your life on the ground with me, instead of without me. And see, that's where a lot of the culture is going today, in abandoning Christ. We're not better off for it, brothers and sisters. Jesus today ascends into the heavens, bringing our body, our full humanity with him, because none of it's going to be left behind, and none of it is ever considered to be leftovers. No, he wants all of us, the whole of us, in body, soul, and spirit, with him in the heavens.